overall, you knew this course. You trained on it. You lived in Juneau for many years, so you probably had a pretty good advantage over all those out-of-town competitors.
There's a lot of great athletes. They came in from all over the world. I think it was like 35 or 40 countries represented in 46 states, something like that. So me having an advantage at my advanced age, I don't think so. But I did know the last couple of weeks, we did a 70.3 up there about a month ago. We'd seen the chip seal, which was some really rough road at the end out towards Echo Cove. And a lot of people really were scared of that. It did slow us down, but if you'd been on it, you could be a little bit more daring. You weren't worried about crashing as much. It was just a little bit slow. The lake was just beautiful. That Auk Lake is such a great place to swim. And then the run was there was really just two hills in it, one out by the gun range, and the hill at the gun range was just a prelude to people out there using the gun range at the same time. So you came up the hill and there was a lot of gunfire, and it kept the bears away. That was good. But a lot of the people from out of town were like, they were pretty shocked that they'd be so close to live firing range, because it's only like a block off the course.
True Alaskan experience, though, right?
They really said so. People said, I saw zero bears, three eagles, and a lot of shells flying. So, but it was great. And the course itself was a double loop, so we did a half marathon and then the same thing again, and it gave us a great way to see some really nice parts of Juneau and yet see a lot of people we knew, so that was really fun.
Overall, how do you feel about your performance? You're basically, I mean, you were moving, swimming, biking, running for nearly 12 hours.
Yeah, well, my best time ever was, I think, 11:23 when I was 50, and so I went 11:47, and I hate to say it, but I'm almost 60, and so I feel pretty good about it. I think I could have been in a little bit better physical shape for the run. I had some knee problems. I went running up Twin Creeks with a friend of mine about 10 days before the race. Oh, that's right, that was you.
Yep.
And we came down kind of hard, and I got some knee pain, and so I didn't run for about 7 days before the race. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to compete, but apparently that 112-mile bike ride healed my knee, and so when I got to the marathon to finish the day, I actually felt pretty good, and I wasn't cursing your name anymore for dragging me up that mountain that day.
So, all right, you still felt like a human coming into mile 26 of the run.
I actually felt great. There's the end of that race, you run up the hill between Brotherhood Bridge and the university, and it's a long uphill, and most people were walking, and I still felt like running. It was still light out, and I knew that I was going to maybe sneak under 12 hours, and so I felt good, and when I got done, I didn't have that extreme feeling of I'll never do this again or why did I do this. It was pure exhilaration. Literally, over 100 people that I knew from Juneau and friends and family, were so supportive, and it was exhilarating. I didn't need an IV this time, which was great. Yeah, it was a great race, great event. The people in Juneau did a great job putting it on. The team I run with up there, the High Cadence Triathlon team, they had eight people qualify to go to the World Championships, and I'm excited for all of them, and really just a great event.
And looking at the results, they were the top team in the Tri Club points system, whatever it is that they award. So.
Yeah, we were, and I say we because they adopted me as their out of towner, so I got to be on the High Cadence team just because I knew all of them. And yeah, it was kind of, we weren't the individual winner of the Tour de France, so to speak, but our team won, and so that was pretty fun to see that afterwards, that we had enough people who'd done well that we had enough points. They take total, where you place in your age group gives you a certain amount of points, and it helps to have a good group of people. But we had a couple people won their age groups, and two really good friends of mine in my age group actually were first and second in my age group, and it's really exciting to see good friends of yours do so well and buy their tickets for Hawaii.